Snatch it away from his thoughts of the heart. A word that speaks from its quagmire ditch.
A sound I know! Fields of blood!
The umbilical blazing stream, grained and warm, the fossilized infinite vehicle of dreams.
Could you leave both lights on all day, please? And these two as well. Leave these lights on too.
Capture! Entanglement! Skin constraining, leaping, crimson!
Into a stain of blood, thickening its plasmic surface.
And the quill is dipping in the fortified pneuma. Bone of yearning, it accumulates the need. Pain is stratified. The hidden veils of wounds that one wash won't even show themselves so tremulous and vulnerable. Cuts to the hand, invisible yet still there. The text collects it, consists of it. Sometimes the pain is glimpsed, reeling only for the solitary transcendent. The hurt derives, the hunger wanted to be held. Shut up the need, shut to alleviate the writing about something previous to the hurting, that something is self-written. The struggle to read it back again, a lovely treasure away. attempting to resume but merely imitating the sense of loss. I mean, the lead itself, ought to necessitate the heart development, shut down the pain from the heart and then rip, tear me out, symbolic gratification, in time of hopelessness of never being loved, as good as gold and violet, someone, anything else I can. Into the window, entering the state of alert. This will always be so. The plane flashed to shut down. I was shattered, realizing I could be killed, scattering the target. Me before they me. This echo, a system of many cells, one for who I am, another for those who are not. I am fighting. The details.
A guillotine of crushed stars, suspended into a boiling spectrum of crevices, and hanging by a thread of nerve, sledgehammering the blood and meat and bone. This is the one. Okay, a thread, a guillotine of crushed stars, suspended into a boiling spectrum of crevices, and hanging by a thread of nerve, sledgehammering the blood, meat and bone, the bronze columns of a palomino mashed, hacking the sphery platform into force up a plane. Hot, hand and foot would force up a plane, would fain to be collapsed.
Damages, some weaver, cat men, oxens of apathy. helium of lexical aliens. Inhaling the breath of these words, it is fading. Too long for this war.
Erudition! Yes!
Let's cultivate all! I request the conflict. A dread miserable peopling the stars. A dildo, an old shit. A snap barrel in the fat butt. A mind with a head. Within a rupture where an electrolyte is balanced. Must be frustrating. Must be madness. Cut up into variance. The depot, fat, seven, plenary, heaven. Another worldly bone transmitter. Scraping. Blow foliage.
For God's sake. What could it be? What could be it?
Must be in here.
Here!
Atom! Earth? Earth is a ladder to clamber these feces. A dead wall rising squarely. Inclination reveal. The well bottom sounded, eyes fixed in the firing stars to hook and pull out. Evulsion unto the residue. A solution to drowning. Saliva cover with sky and earth. Reborn through even the sharpest vinegar. Bottle the phlogiston, neighbor of the first water. Head out to the hilly country to get this bar. Gas it in turn. Circular breathing, holding the mass. The slightest variation in here will shatter the crop. A dial of suns melting and steaming the sea. Fire of non-quantified numbering. The furnace itself, calcified through redemption. A room is closed and set aside from the outside world. and to cry. Naming it with husks of grafted skin and portion to the soul. The angle of the wheel is lobed to the vertex of the heart. Ciphers running the crap conglomerated! Through microcircuitries of tears and milk. The Bible shades of radar do rot. Into the sucking mandible spiroid. Marmoreal in amplitude, sticks back between them, call out. Spatial realm of the silence, where the parchment skin rolled thinly into a weapon. From the threatened unrolling of its disfigured surface came the basins, incisions, and curses. Deplorable, unspeakable tempers barked loose from its veneer into the cosmic hush. An echo sounder would verify an upright tenor, but the sullen menace of quiescence must not be probed. Within, a figure was chosen to occupy in an exceptional area. It moves infrequently, each time to cast a face at an imagined or unverified companion. Obscure in meaning and intention, these attitudes of visage are thrown, held briefly, and collapsed at metronomic intervals. This catalogue of humours, at first wildly capricious, begins to seem connected. A residue of feedback is framing up the mind. The tempo is driven forward. Movements begin to diminish, spasm to twitches, small flickerings around the eyes,
Concurrent with this abatement in volume, the transformations are accelerated and the face appears to move towards its optimum portrayal. This would be an enigma. The final swift and minute adjustments are heartbreaking, so much so that we no longer wish to observe. There is something untouchable and yet preposterous here, petrifying. Indeed, we are captive, stricken in its stare. Our fear preserves and confirms its secret, and isolation creeps in from the loss of antennae, from the loss, that is, of our response. Out of the deadlock, the distant sense is spun amok. We are going it alone. No means by which to monitor this thought and feeling. Within the silence, head to head, the ear is our mirror. Of exhalation. And the sadist burst forth at a foul sweet. And why all this violence against language? Abused because innocent, unable to the meaning protruding from his neck, groping and slipping his way to the navel. Whatever navel can it be? Whatever world puts this muscle hot along the circumnavigation of these teeth over and over in the same which of the stars operating hideous threads into external meters, mass, anchors. Crescent relic of a circle in tar, stepped past in first overarch, but chronicled subjection. I don't.
contracting, colliding, and the division between flesh and celestial. We turn thin, dimmed, its confessed our intentions, in fact, and out all this appeared in inking to be power of intentions. Our mention! Oh! Old Captain! Citation. Breathe here. But for the sake of densification, I'll take the personal ambidextry, though unknown. Chimeric, crank, underhand, echoic, reframed, reverent. A fact! Ring! Swilled in this book, I said, swilling. The sheer phonetic drive of an ever-deepening pocket of sense. Particularly, posterity always trying to catch up. On the jumpstart! Angle, cantilever, signal flank. Minister. In the can of a cold crank. And the sounding of a bradawl placed gently in contact with his dentures glint. Waiting. Until.
this is how the mouth is connected onto the body. In order to locate the position of an absentee, you can but whisper the malevolence of an eternal tinsel city. Here stands. Just one moment. Within the life